بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to dear listeners of Muslim Lady. More specifically, our salam and gratitude to women listeners of our program. Well, this is Nahid having the honor of being with you on this episode. And here with me, I have the honor of being with my very dear sister, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, I am so glad that we have you here, and we would appreciate if we could have a brief introduction of you as a Muslim lady.
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, thank you so much for having me. Then I am Tafilan Zainab Askari. I hail from Indian Administrative Kashmir, and I've been living in Qom for some 10 years studying Islamic studies, and it's been some past 2.5 years that I've been researching specifically on women topics, and especially what are the Islamic perspectives about women, and I've also been writing about it.
Great.
For quite a time now, yeah.
Thank you, sister. In some cases, in some few cases, women in the face of the marital disputes are behaving in a way that is not helping them, that is even worsening the problems. Well, today in this episode, we are going to talk about the conflict resolution methods among women in marital disputes. Well, sister, let's start by this question, that what are the negative behaviors, what are those wrong methods that women are applying in the face of marital disputes?
A lot. So, yeah, to start with a few, I would say what I have seen in many couples is, unfortunately, sarcasm. Like, for example, they feel like they are joking. Like, for example, words that pretend to joke, but they are dipped in pain and poison. I was just looking at this clip where there was a man and a woman who were recently married. And then this man was asked that, now you're married, so how do you feel? So he was like, yes, now I'm in the jail forever. This sounds a joke to him. And then his wife was shocked and looking at him.
I feel like it's just
and
a
still,
joke.
But they were on screen, so both were smiling. So it was basically a psychologist who had cropped the clip. And the psychologist was focusing on that, I would say, a few seconds of silence on the face of that
right.
woman when he was like, okay, I'm married now, I'm jailed forever. So this sounds a joke, but it's a sarcasm. Same way the women sometimes, for example, use the similar strategies. They just won't make other people to laugh. But what about your partner who's right. listening to the same thing?
More specifically about women, like there are some features that are mostly found among women in face of disputes, like playing the victim sometimes,
yeah,
like blaming
victimhood,
the husband.
Victimhood is so much. For example, manipulating emotions instead of solving the issues, and you are exaggerating the things sometimes, and only you see your side of the conflict. No, you don't even let the other parties speak or talk, just acting victim.
Yeah.
So this victim mood is another, I would say, harmful pattern that the women use. And sometimes without, I would say, silent treatment, just running away from the communication.
Right.
Communication makes up things.
Communication is the key.
Yeah, communication is the key to So a weapon of coldness, where one punishes the other person by silence, by coldness, withholding love and withholding your presence, is not a correct behavior. It's again a harmful pattern.
Yeah, and in the cases of women blaming the other party,
yes.
this can be both the reason for the dispute and the reason for women worsening the dispute.
Exactly. And try to look into the root causes of this. If you were the reason of it, be accountable.
Yeah, take a first side.
Yeah, because we are being told, we are suggested in Islam, like Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, said that take account of yourself before you are taken account of. So that's why in every night, you know, we are recommended to take your, you know.
Self-reflection.
Yes, go for self-reflection. Take your account, what you did.
If we claim that we believe in those stuff, this is the place in which we need to just act based on them.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, ladies. This is Muslim Lady, and we are talking about marital disputes. They are normal, they are inevitable in a life, but how can I know that my behavior is not healthy here? And what are some strategies or tips for a lady to be aware of and to follow in the faces of disputes?
Because we are always in the process of learning, we have to learn from cradle to grave. So I would say to the woman, learn the language of emotions. Rather than saying, you never care about me, say, I feel invisible when we don't talk, right? You're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But
you're paraphrasing it for the better.
And there's a huge difference. And there's a huge difference on your spouse when you say that. So instead of saying, you always ignore me, say that I miss your attention.
Right. Yeah. So paraphrase your words.
I feel like I need to be seen right now. Yeah. So use I feel, not you are, right? So these words can, you can say the same thing in wrapped in kindness.
Yeah, of course.
In much easier way. That's easier to hear. That's easier to bear because every person has some sort of ego or something. And when they're accused, when they're told, it sounds like you're ordering. You're not saying something in a kind way. But if you say something in a kind way, that's also heard easy.
Yeah, of course. It's the key to the heart. And otherwise, when we just start to blame other people, it's natural for all people to have their guards on once they see the other person just looking into their eyes, blaming them for different things.
Right. So volume does not lie in you speak the harsh words or you make a toxic tone. Rather, the volume lies in the kindness. We have to remember that. Kindness and respect. Respect should not be missed.
So the correct way of communication, paraphrasing our words and being...
In a much kinder way.
Yeah, of course. Being more intelligent.
Because sometimes we have that underlying concept in our minds that maybe the more powerful I sound right now, the more I'll be heard. No, the more kind and the more soft you are in your speech, and the more respectful you are, especially, the more you will be heard.
Sometimes we consider the society situation and we just compare it to a marital relationship, though they are completely different.
We earlier talked about this, that a brain, when it hears the yelling and something louder than usual, it says a big no. It does not hear. So the other person, maybe he only hears your yelling and screams.
And the other thing is that sometimes we fall into this mistake that we consider the marital relationship as part of the business of the outside world.
Yeah.
In business, we have the other face, and here, this is your life. This is the life that we are living in with the person that we have chosen. So let's talk about this perspective and that emotional intelligence that it takes for a woman to know the situations and to act based on them better after a very short break. Welcome back, ladies. This is your very specific program, Muslim Lady, and we are talking about the common traps, let's say, on the way of women and the face of disputes. Well, previously we identified the common negative behaviors that women might apply. Now, for the final part of this episode, let's talk about the importance of emotional intelligence in solving the problems, in resolving the disputes.
It does not take much but a bit of time, a bit of reading, and watch some movies. Because reading, watching movies, and analyzing them, movies do have this potential, books do have these potentials, and the journals, the articles, the analysis, they have this potential to increase your emotional intelligence. And also the couples can create a safe environment without harming each other. They can communicate, respect the red lines of the other person, like do not raise your voices. Sometimes like I said earlier as well, yelling only signals to the brain of other person that you have to be silent and there's some harm. Harm, and harm, like danger, danger, there's some red siren, and the person does not hear you literally. So no insults, no digging up the past, not like no sarcasm, no jokes. Like as I also said, I'd paraphrase some of the sentences, for example, rather than saying, I feel hurt. Paraphrase sometimes some of the sentences, for example, rather than saying, you are the problem, say, I feel hurt.
Yeah.
I feel unheard. Yeah. I feel has more power than you are. So, yeah, and be an active listener as well. It's not like always you have problems, you have issues, you have to talk. Also be a good listener. Maybe by listening, you will come up to something that you had never imagined about this. Also, we must acknowledge that also, like as you said, what to do to increase the emotional intelligence, I would say go for some psychological articles as well.
Right.
Because psychology warns a lot about it. Like, for example, sometimes we have this harmful behavior of silent treatment, treating the other person very coldly or not talking. Psychology calls this emotional stonewalling.
Yeah, and they are old-fashioned. They are still being used by
Yeah, anyone. But it's a major predictor of divorce in the modern day. When you play the victim, as you earlier touched upon the victimhood, when you play the victim, it traps you unconsciously in the helplessness. You always feel helpless.
Yeah, right.
I'm the victim. I'm the helpless. And makes men also feel unjustly accused.
Yeah, and the same will happen for the woman, as having the self-depression, feeling that I am in the center and I am going to be like targeted by everybody.
Yeah.
No one is there for me. No one is going to help me.
Yeah. So be honest in your conversations. For example, when you're hurt, do not let that pile up and then you will just... come out as a bomb. All these things will come out as a bomb. When you are hurt, say, this hurts me, but in a very kind way, in a very soft manner. Talk about it. Because sometimes people literally don't realize that they hurt you. For example, I talked about the sarcasm, the jokes, right? So they don't realize that you were doing a joke and they were hurt.
At the moment, they are just
But pretty. Be honest. When you're hurt, talk about it in a very soft manner. Honesty literally opens the doors. But when you're harsh, it slams it shut.
Again, I can infer from your speech that communication is the key to the relationship. But communication with the remembrance.
And when you're communicating, communicate with kindness and softness. Quran tells us, قُولُ قَالًا سَدِيدًا. Whenever you talk with beauty, talk with softness, talk with kindness.
Yeah,
talk good.
And no, the person you are talking to as your spouse is not like so.
And we must remember that tongue is sharper than any blade. We have to remember this. You would sometimes say, I did nothing. You don't use any weapon, but tongue is sharper than any blade or any sword. And some words cannot be unsaid.
Yeah, and sometimes we are unaware of the effect that we are putting on the other person's feeling or even their ideas and mindset towards us. We are talking about the women and the way they are sometimes falling into the trap of wrong behavior methods in the face of disputes in their marital lives. Well, first we identified the negative behavior, like playing the victim, like blaming the other party. And then we went deeper into the healthier communication strategies, like as our dear sister mentioned, opening dialogues, starting to talk and communicating with each other, seeking compromise, trying to understand the other party, not just being in the center, looking at all the other people around and just blaming them for different problems in life. And the importance of emotional intelligence was also mentioned, which is the key in us remembering that in order to resolve the conflicts and maintaining harmony in our marriage, we need to be aware of. Well, thank you, dear sister, for being
thank
with
you.
Us. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Until another time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life